not Erev Bein Hazmanim. The Zman Baruch Hashem is going into next week. The Shiva, when he comes, Erev Hashem will tell us exactly when. It's a Siyah Monday night. Hashem Baruch Hashem are making a Gans Ksubis. It's another festival. Mamish Mitna Zman. Talmud's learning Baruch Hashem. Today was a Talmud's learning what? Beautifully. It's the middle of the Zman. It's Pashim, the middle of the Zman. And very Vidafka, I'm saying this Shmu is the middle of the Zman. Very Vidafka. Today, in the middle of his man, middle of the winter's man, Pashat Bemsa, Baruch Hashem, Hashem sent the cold weather back. It's a middle, that's Bezchus Yeshiv Gdol of Waterbury, because it's the middle of the winter's man. Amish Bemsa. It snowed yesterday. The whole day, teeth in the middle of his man. And the middle, the Dafka in the middle of his man, I want to say the Shmuz, because what I want to tell you is not something, but I want to speak together, myself, to you, but I want to speak about is not something that I think is a, before we go back home, so maybe when we're in 9th grade, 10th grade, so we have the Rebbe gets up and he has to psych up the Olam. And before you go see your mommy, make sure you're nice to your mommy. Now you're going to be home a little bit for a month. Make sure you're nice to your mommy and daddy. Make sure you're going home now. Make sure you keep your room neat. There's not a psych up shmuz. There's not bichlal. I want to speak to myself and to everybody. I want to talk together. That's something I believe is yisayda, yisayda in Torah, what we're doing in yeshiva. And it's something bedafka, it's to speak about way before, the middle of this man, that we can contemplate for the rest of this man, we could use Beinah's man, and we could use it for our lives, I think. There's a famous stira, a halachic stira that exists, that's very fundamental for every bentayr to know. There's a halachic stira, and the stira is as follows. The Aruch HaShochan in Simen Reish Memvav in Yardaya, in Os Talmud Torah, Reish Memvav, Sifkot and Beis, raises this stira. There's an immense stira, halachic stira. We know Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, we say it every morning. Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam is equal to all mitzvah Torah. So it's greater than any one mitzvah, Talmud Torah. That we're aware of. He starts out with that. The Talmud Torah, he a mitzvah gedoyla, yoyisim mikol ha-mitzvahs kulam. It's the greatest mitzvah. It's bigger than any other mitzvah. V'gam schora yoyisim gadol, Mischakwa mitzvahs. The schar of Torah is greater than the schar of any mitzvahs. Va'afilu me'oysen ha'mitzvah doilos, shodom oichol perseim b'al mazeh, even from the greatest of mitzvahs, Torah is bigger. Then we're told, la'alocha, you're in the middle of learning Torah, you're herving on a sugya, and a mitzvah comes your way that nobody can do. Stop learning and go to the mitzvah. What happened? One second. Didn't you just tell me that Torah is greater than any mitzvah? I'm confused. Maybe you're in the middle of learning that sukkah itself. Torah is greater than another mitzvah. Maybe you're Isaac in that Mishnah and Peya. Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. In the middle of the Mishnah. Then they stop the shiur. One second. A mitzvah. We have to run. Oh, one second. Didn't you just tell me Torah is bigger than that mitzvah? Stop learning. Go to the mitzvah. What's up, Kishin? What just happened? We just learned. So the Aruch HaShochan, many yes the kasha, earlier in the Aruch HaShochan, but there's an inherent stira. If Talmud Torah is greater than another mitzvah, so why are we stopping Limud HaTorah to do another mitzvah? Okay, I understand, Efshar L'Asa De'achem, the mitzvah will get done anyway, you don't stop. But even if it's Efshar L'Asa, it won't get done. My Torah is also Efshar L'Asa, nobody's learning my Torah, and Torah is bigger. So my Torah won't get done, that mitzvah won't get done, I should do Torah. Why in the world would we masik from Torah in order to do that mitzvah? So I think we a little bit have to analyze what is Torah, why we were given Torah, and then later on, at the end, we will come back to understand, perhaps understand the answer to this great, great problem, severe problem, that is Torah the Ikar mitzvah or not? So let's, one place of research, let's start by looking back at the Gemara and Shabbos at the start of our receiving the Torah. Gemara and Peches in the days in Shabbos is as follows. Bishua ben Levi said, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, Omru Malchi Ashores Tznei HaKosh Baruch Hu, the Malchi Ashores said to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Mali Yalid Isha Beinenu, what is this person born of a human being? He's born out of a lady. What is he doing here? Amar Lehen, he said to them, Lekabel Torah ba. He came to accept the Torah. Hashem said, to the Malchei Asharis that Moshe Rabbeinu was here to accept the Torah. Amru Lefanav. They said to the Bari Olam, the Malchei Asharis, Chamuda Genuza, this precious thing that was hidden away, Shegnuza Lecha, that you, Hashem, you hid for yourself, Tisha Meis V'Shivim V'Arba Dairus, 974 Dairus, Kaidim Shnivra Olam, 974 Dairus before the world was created. Atam Ivakish Litna L'Basim Adam, you're giving it to a human being? The Holy Torah, the Chashiv Torah, which you prepared so much before Briyas Olam, you're giving to a Basim Adam? Ma Enosh Kisiz Karenu, what is the man that you should mention him? What is his value? Uben Adam Kisif Gedenu, what is the man that you should be pok at him, that you should remember him, that you should think, that you should give him a pakid, that you should give him a job? What is a person? Hashem Adonainu, Hashem is our master. Mo Adir Shimcha B'chalaretz, your name is glorious in all the land. Asher T'no Hoitcha Hashemayim, you put your glory on the heavens. What's going on here? Why are you giving Torah to a human being? Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hichzir Lan Shuvah, you want the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu, you tell them the answer. Let me see if you perceive what Torah is. Hashem says, I won't answer that for you, Moshe. They have a tiny Zedin Torah here. Let me see, Moshe Rabbeinu, if you perceive what Torah is, then I'll give it to you. It doesn't say that in the Gemara, he wouldn't give it unless, but Hashem does say, Moshe Rabbeinu, answer. I'm giving you, I want to give you this matana, but let me make sure, perhaps what Hashem is saying, let me make sure that you understand what Torah is. So Moshe Rabbeinu, you yourself explain to them why you should have Torah. Amar Lefanav of Ribbono Shel Olam, Misyara Ani Shemi Yisrifuni Behevel Shevepiyem, I'm worried they'll burn me up with the hevel that comes out of their mouths. Amar Loi Achoyz B'Kisei Kfaydi, grab on to the Kisei HaKavod, V'Chazal and Shuvan, answer them. And it quotes a pasuk that and from this pasuk we learn he grabbed onto the Kisei HaKavod and protected him. V'Amar Reb Nachum, Milami Shapirush Shakai Miziv Shechina, say Hashem spread from his Shechina, and he put it over Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Malchei Asharis, skipping a little to what's relevant to us, Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Malchei Asharis, Torah Sh'ata Nasa Limak Zivva, what does it say in the Torah? Anoichi Hashem Leikecha, Asher Yisaisicha Meretz Mitzrayim, Omer Lehen, L'Mitzrayim Yeradetem, Malchei Asharis, did you ever go to Mitzrayim? L'Paro Yishvadetem, were you ever Meshubet the Paro? Torah Lama Teilachem, what do you need the Torah? What's it relevant to you? Shuv Mak Zivva, what else does it say in the Torah? Lo Yiyeh Lecha Elohim Acherim, don't have other gods. Ben Amim Atem Shruyim, Malchei Asharis, do you live between nations? Sha'ovdim Avodas Galulim, who serve Avodah Zarah? Shuv Mak Zivva, what else does it say in the Torah? Zochar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshoi, remember the day of Shabbos to be Mekadoshet, mention it, the source we learn Kiddush from. Klum Atem Oysim Alacha, do you ever do work? Sha'atam tzrichim shvus, that you have to rest? Make shvua shav. Do you ever do business that will be relevant to make full shvus? Kaveh yisavich v'esimecha. Av ve'eim yesh lachem. Do you have a father and a mother? Lay sirtzach. Lay sinach. Don't niyuf. Znus. Ritzicha. Gneva. Kine yesh b'chem. Yesh v'horah yesh v'neichem. Miyad. Hoidu loy lakosh baruch hu. The Malchei Asharis were maskim immediately to the Bar Yoylam, and that's when they said, Hashem Adonainu Mo'adir Shemcha B'chol Aretz. And the Malchei Asharis were maskim. What happened? Moshe Rabbeinu said, Avada, Moshe Rabbeinu explained to them, to the Malchei Asharis, as follows. Avada, the Malchei Asharis understood as Limud HaTorah. There's Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah is Shaykh to Malchei Asharis. Shaykh to anybody, Limud HaTorah. But the Torah that we're learning, within Limud HaTorah, what Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, Avada, there's something called Limud HaTorah, and it has a value for itself, Limud HaTorah. Avada has a value to itself, Limud HaTorah. But Limud HaTorah is very relevant to life. It's this Limud HaTorah that we're learning, the nature of the thing we're learning, is it has to be connected. It must be. What are we learning about? Kavod sevich v'simcha. So avad that is true. The liman of those words is a value to itself. Otherwise, there's no hava mim the Malchi Asharis. Otherwise, what did Malchi Asharis say? They didn't realize Moshe Rabbeinu's taina. They were also learning Torah. It says kavod sevich v'simcha. Again, that there are other tzirufim of Isis, but one of the tzirufim of Isis that you come out is kavod sevich v'simcha. So the Malchi Asharis knew also that it says that. The Malchi Asharis said it has a value, the limit of those words to itself. But Moshe Rabbeinu said that what the Torah wants, what the Torah demands from us, is that it's very relevant to living also. There's not the pshat, there's Torah, and the davar nifrat we live. And when we live, we try not to contradict the Torah. It's not the pshat. It's not the pshat, there's life. And as I go through life, some people feel, you have to dodge bullets. You learned the Torah, I sat in yeshiva. So now I'm living life. I have to make sure within life, I have to like dodge, and I don't want to contradict anything I learned. That wouldn't be good. So I start within life maneuvering that I shouldn't contradict. I make sure that it's not soisma. No, it's not the pshat. The pshat in Torah is, it's kihem chayenu. It's relevant to living. And if there is no life, the limud has to be. That's part of the limud of Torah, is I'm learning something that's relevant to living. And it's not I live life. It's I live life through the Torah. I follow what the Torah wants from me. And avada, when I do that, the ikra thing is the Torah itself. But it's relevant to living. If it says in the Torah, kavod sevich v'simcha, and I'm mechab the Torah sevich v'simcha, when I've taken this Torah and I've made it a lebedika Torah, it's hard. It's a hard concept. We're going to explain this more fully. It's a hard concept. To say over, it's a very difficult concept. To say it in other words, is the Torah is written on parchment. The Torah is written down. Torah Shebaal Peh is not written down. The goal of the Torah is to be a lebedika Torah. The goal when you learn Kavod Sevich V'Simcha, you're supposed to make those words come alive. How? By being Mechabed Sevich V'Simcha. When you learn like Sigzol, and when you make it come alive, the Limud Zikr. But you have made the limud, you've given it chiyus. You have made the limud come alive. The ikr is the limud. But the limud has to be practiced within a life. If it can't be practiced in a life, Moshe Rabbeinu says, then the Torah has no value. The Torah that's learned, not practiced, has no value. In order to give any chiyus, any value to the Torah, it has to be practiced. I want to read, I'm struggling to give over this concept. I want to read to you a letter from Rav Hirsch in his sefer that Rav Hirsch wrote, the 19 letters, which beautiful sefer. Yisrael Salanter was so nispoiled from the sefer, he wanted to translate into Russian. He felt maybe it will affect Russian Yidden also. He met one time the Yisrael. He met with Shamshin for Hirsch. They actually had a meeting, and Rav Yisrael wanted in that meeting that he translate into Russian. A few languages, tremendous sefer. And this sefer, it's called the 19 letters. In the 18th letter, Rav Hirsch writes as follows. Yisrael's entire being rests upon Torah. Torah is its basis, its goal, its lifeblood. If our relationship to Torah is sound, Yisrael can suffer no ills. If it is ailing, Yisrael cannot be well. If our relationship is not good with Torah, Yisrael can't be well. Any wrong developments in Yisrael owe their rise, or at least their perpetration, to a faulty understanding of Torah. Already regarding our first national catastrophe, the first Beis HaMikdash, Churban Bayis Rishon, our Chachamim possessed the profound insight, pointed out that the ultimate cause was Shaloi Birch about Torah Tchila. Now listen what Rav Hirsch explains what it means. Meaning, that the Torah was not studied with the resolve to fulfill it. That is, in relation to life for the sake of living it. Thus, Torah study became devoid of vitality, could not permeate life, could not truly provide light and warmth. And he says, that is the soul, that is the cause for all galus. He goes on to explain, that is when Klal Yisrael suffers. When Torah is no longer connected to life, when we learn it as Zippo Malchei Asharis, in an ivory tower, it's not connected to life, you have taken the chiyus away from Torah. You have taken away all the chiyus of Torah. You have taken away all the vitality of Torah, all the meaning of Torah. Masechet Avos starts, when you start Masechet Avos, it starts, Moshe kibel Torah from Sinai, Master the Yeshua, Yeshua is Kainim, Zakenim Leviim, Neviim Lanchik Mesakdaila. So a lot of the Mefarshim are bothered. Why does Avos Musar start with the lineage of how Torah was taught to Klal Yisrael? It is Avos is the parsha that deals with business, day-to-day matters, midos. Many times you'll speak to somebody who doesn't know much about Torah, and they'll say, when you come to the real world, they'll say, somebody who sits in yeshiva for years is ill-equipped to deal with the real world. I feel in the real world, as you move to life, that's a chilul Hashem of the highest order. Because their perceptions, like the Malchi Ashores, and our whole rights to Torah, was that the Torah is relevant to this world. When the Torah is irrelevant, if those words are said, that the Torah is irrelevant to life, and you're unprepared when you come out of yeshiva to act in the, so to speak, real world, that is the greatest chil Hashem, and on that base we don't deserve the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu's whole claim to the Malchei Ashores was because Torah is relevant to life. If Torah is irrelevant to life, then the Malchei Ashores deserve the Torah. It's not ours then. If the pshat in Torah is somebody would come home Ben Azmanim, and when he's not sitting in yeshiva, he learns Torah, he can't act like a mensch. The Torah doesn't impact him. He doesn't get up in time, because I'm not Isaac with Torah, so he sleeps late. So he doesn't act with midos. His family's going on a trip. They say, would you like to come along, Yassel? He says, well, my friends hang out. I won't go with my family. So he doesn't understand. Kibbut Avim. He doesn't understand that his family comes first. He doesn't understand take care of the shpach. He doesn't have the proper midos. He doesn't act in a zisa manner. So the pshat is, what's he saying? But you don't understand. His parents are, happening, you learn Torah. Torah is irrelevant to life. You're unprepared to live. We don't deserve Torah under such circumstances. So it belongs by the Malchei Ashores. Our whole claim to the Torah is because it is relevant to life. It's because when we learn Torah, we become better people. Our Kibbut Aveim is different. Our Chiyus is different. Kiyem Chayenu, it's relevant to life. It's not we learn Torah and sever, then I have to figure out, I've been learning Ksubas my whole time. Now let me come home, let me figure out how I can act. The Gansik, so what's it so before? Shleitiya Kalabena Leitziya. The Rabbanim made it up. The whole Ksubas is Midas. The Gansik Ksubas to protect the woman's rights, to protect somebody. The Gansik Torah, the whole Torah speaks about Midas, speaks about perfection. And when we learn Torah, we have to become better people. If it's irrelevant to life, if the person is Bein Azmanim different, he has no zechus to learn Torah, then it belongs by the Malchei Ashores. Our zechus for Limud HaTorah is that it impacts life. Without it, we have no zechus for Torah. The Malchei Ashores deserve Torah then. Moshe Rabbeinu had to say and had to understand. He had to turn to the Malchei Ashores. And the Malchei Ashores had a taina, tremendous taina. Tremendous. They weren't standing making mistakes. They said, if it's just learning Torah, leave it by us. We'll learn it better than you. We'll battle less. We'll learn it more omak. We understand more than you. We'll learn it more tif. We'll have better pshat than you. And Moshe Rabbeinu understood, no, that what gives the chiyus to Torah, we can take Torah something you can't do, the Malchei Ashores. We can have nisyonis. We can learn kabbalah sevich vasimecha, and we can go home and have an asayim shaybi lechabed aveim or not. And when we learn Torah, we learn Ksubas, any part of Torah, gives us that chizuk and that koyach to live the Torah. We can take that Torah written on the parchment and turn it alive. We can take that Torah that just says Kavi Sevich Vesimecha, and you, Malchei Ashores, can harv on it and can say 1,000 pshatim. You can say 1,000,000 pshatim. You can say deepest amkus with deepest soidus. But you can't do one thing. You can't turn it alive. You can't live it. You can learn Torah, you can harv in Torah, you can be amuk in Torah, but you can't live Torah. You can't take that Torah which is just written on a parchment and bring it alive. Give it chiyus. Give it life. Give it vitality. That only we can do. That only we, a ben Adam, who has Yetzirah, who has Nisyonis, who lives life, who has a father, who has a mother, who have brothers, who have friends, who have Nisyonis, we can turn it alive. We, B'nai Torah, we, Klal Yisrael, we, Yidden, who learn Torah, we can take that Torah written b'chsad and bring it alive. And that's our claim to Torah. And you, we don't understand enough the Chil Hashem, the massive Chil Hashem. If it comes out that B'nai Torah act in a certain way, it's not stam. Okay, B'nai Torah acts in a certain way. And listen, he's letting loose B'nai Hazmanim. The pshat is because Torah is irrelevant. It announces to the world that Torah is irrelevant to life. That's a Chil Hashem of the highest order. It's mechalal the whole meaning of Torah. It's kiyem chayenu. It's relevant to life. It affects our life. Rav Hirsch preached Torah derech eretz. So people understand Torah derech eretz. Oh, means you're supposed to learn Torah and work. There's no a person doesn't begin to have avon in what Rav Hirsch was saying. If he thinks what it means. Rav Hirsch wrote many, many times. Torah derech eretz means that Torah is relevant to life. It's not I learn Torah in the seven, then I try to manage a life, and I try not to contradict what I learn. The Torah tells us every detail of life, and it affects us in life. It affects all our dealings. All our dealings are impacted by the Torah I learn. That's what it means, Torah derech eretz. It means all the actions I do, every action's nicker I learn Torah. Not I learn Torah, so now if I happen to be in business, you know, I don't want to contradict. It did say don't cheat. No. When I go to, because anything like my breath, the Torah tells me how to breathe. The Torah tells me how to eat. The Torah tells me how to sleep. The Torah tells me how to wash my hair when I'm taking a shower. Because Torah talks to every aspect of life. Torah also teaches me, when I do business, every action, every moment, every rega, every neshima, every breath I take, Torah is relevant, and it tells me how to act, and it teaches me how to act, and it trains me how to act. And it fills me with the kedusha and the strength that I need to act properly. It says in Avos, in the first parak, that Shammai said, "Asei Torah kva, make your Torah kavua." I want to offer an uptight in these words. Make your Torah kavua. What does it mean to make kavua? What? For ben Torah? Kavua chashtei! Learn 15 hours a day, 12 hours a day, 10 hours a day, bekvius! Without batola, I understand. Let's say a person's learned this mission, happens to be a working person. Make your Torah kavua. Kavua. Okay, so I learn 4 hours a day. Vada, the person learns 4 hours a day. Pashut. Vada's going to learn many hours a day. Kavua. I'm working 8, 9 hours. I'm learning 4. Try to match it. If I'm working 8, 9 hours, I'll learn 9 hours. Sleep won't be. They won't be eating. What does it mean, kavua? The Rambam has a lashon. It's not the pshat the Rambam's saying, but I just want to borrow a lashon from the Rambam. The Rambam says, Talmud Torah should be the shayrish ve'ikar, the root and the ikar. What it means, kavua, is it's not the pshat. I take time out of my busy day to learn for an hour or two or four or five. It's not the pshat. If the pshat is within my busy day, I take time out to learn Torah. I take a little break. I break to learn some Torah. That's not Torah. No. That's not Torah kva. That's a very term, it's a break. The pshat is it's the shayrish. My whole day flows from my limud haTorah. My whole day flows out of my limud haTorah. Because the Torah trains me how to act for the entire day. It's not I took time out of my day to learn Torah. Those 4 hours of Torah are the base, they're the shayrish. My whole day, just like a tree. The roots, the pshat is the tree comes out of the roots. Everybody knows you don't have a tree and it happens to be roots. The tree is yoydik, nourishes from the roots. The tree gets its chizuk, gets its chiyus from the roots. So my day comes, the shayrish of my day is my Torah. Torah sakfa, it's kavua, it's the thing, it's the vitality of my day. It gives my whole day, everything I accomplish during the day, everything I do during the day is impacted by the Torah. Is partial the way I act all day stems from my learning Torah. It's not I learn Torah and I also do chesed. Sometimes people say you learn Torah all day, so make sure you act nice. Why? Why should I make sure? Because otherwise it'll be a chil Hashem. You learn Torah, you don't act nice. That's not the pshat. That's katnus. That's katnus. That's katnus, because that says, it says Torah, and it's irrelevant to life. The Malchi Asharis deserve Torah. That's katnus. Because that's the pshat. I learned Torah. That's not the pshat. The pshat is because I learned Torah. What does Torah tell us? The whole Torah teaches us to act with chesed. We don't act with chesed and agav, we also learn Torah. The reason why Klal Yisrael is an ummah that represents chesed, that are achmanim, baishanim, goyim, lechasadim, is because Kabbalah Satorah. Because of the Torah. Not directly because of the Torah. It's the Shoresh. It's what teaches us. It's what trains us. It's what causes us to act with Dusha V'Tara, with Chesed, with Rachmanus. It's all from the Torah. That's our source. That's our strength. Ki Heim Chayenu, we say every night, Meir. It's our life. Everything we do, all our Chesed, we do Shtams, all our Koiches. We're Achnasas Archim. We do it Stam. We want to be nice people. We also learn Torah. Avraham taught us this because we're the Am, the Ummah that got the Torah as a Kesher to the Bar Yoylam. And because of the Torah, because of the special Kesher to the Bar Yoylam, because there's a mitzvah, because of the mitzvah Achmas Archim, through that mitzvah, that's what put in this Ummah, these beautiful Midas, Torahs, of Achmas Archim, Bikur Choylam, it all, our Koiches, all come from the Torah. And that's what Shammai was telling us. Asay taras kfa, make your Torah kavua. Let it be nicker. Let it be nicker to others. Let it be nicker, more importantly, to yourself. That those hours of limud Torah are related to your whole day. When you get up, a bacher once said to me, and I repeat this often because I believe this very seriously. A bacher said, "I had a bad day in Asman." He said, "No, you didn't. You had a bad Asman." One who has a bad Beinah Zman is a pshat. If he got up from Torah, he had a bad lunch, Beinah Starim. He didn't act nice. So he had a bad Seder, because it didn't impact him. Because then he doesn't deserve Torah, belongs by the Malchi Ashores. The Torah has to impact his living. It has to have shaykhus to his life. It can't be irrelevant to his life. If he has bad midas when he walks up from the Gemara, then he had a bad Seder. Then he has bad Limud Torah. He's unsuccessful Torah. And that's the pshat. We asked this, we started with the stira. Talmud Torah k'neged kulam. Talmud Torah k'neged kulam. Yet I stop and I do a mitzvah. I stop and I do a mitzvah. Yesh la'asai de'acherim. The pshat is, Rabbi say, is because that's the way to give vital. That's, I'm bringing the Torah to life. What is Torah? It's I learn it and I bring a chiyus to it. That's part of my limud Torah. If I learn Torah, it doesn't. What is Limud Torah? It's that Sefer that has Shaychus L'Chaim. If I make it irrelevant to life, and I'm doing the Limud Torah. We have no Zchus in the Malchei Hashoreis can learn that Torah. The Torah that is connected, and when it is relevant to life, and when I make it relevant, right, I live differently. And when I learn, I stop to do a mitzvah b'daf because I'm keeping all that I learned. I'm bringing it to life. It's relevant to Chiyus. Then the Etzem Limud is bigger than any other mitzvah. Then, and only then, when the limud's kosher to chiyus, when it's connected to life, when I bring it to life, all that I'm learning, then the etzem limud has value. Because it does have value, the etzem limud. The Malchei Hashoreis had a taina. But when it only has value to us when I tie it to life, when it's relevant to life. When it's relevant to life, it's an amazing thing. Why is it this way? Ask a philosopher. But this is what the Bar Yoylam wants. He wants that the Torah is relevant to life. When it's relevant to life, then in itself has value. Then the etzem limud has value. All the arvanya, all the snarim, because it's relevant. Because when I get up from the Gemara, I act with midas to my friends. I speak softly, I don't speak sharply. When I get up to take a break from Torah, I look different. My eating's different, my dress is different. The Rambam says, the same way Talmud Chacham is nicker in his learning, he has to be nicker b'maisav, b'achilasav, shtiyasav, he's all misham, the Rambam says. Milchus Deis. It has to be nikkur, and if it's not nikkur, it's not stamot, it's chilash. You don't know what, you have no shaykhus atayr if it's not nikkur. It has to be nikkur. He has to look different, it's to act different, walk differently, talk differently. His midas have to be differently. Have to look differently. This, I believe, is if I would say the ikkur avoda ben hazmanim, is a person is taking, to a degree, is taking a certain break from his harvanya. His body learns ben hazmanim, pasha. His seder kavua, pasha. But the ikkur, one of the ikkur struggles of ben hazmanim, is it should be nikkur on you that you sat through hazman. It should be nikkur on you that Torah went flow through your veins. It should be nikkur on you that Torah is in your belly. It should be nikkur on you. It should be, a person should strive, it should be nicker, that everybody should say, that everybody should be able to say, look what Torah, look how relevant it is to life. Look how relevant, not to say, oh, he's unprepared, those words, the real world. And you understand, Tifa, now you understand the Chazal, it's a stakel baraiso bara alma. Hashem looked at the Torah and created the world. Very, what does it mean? Hashem needed, he needed a blueprint. Now you understand, Tifa, Pshat. The Tif Pshat is because the Torah is relevant to life. Kaviyachol, the way the Chazal wanted to tell us that message, the way it said, is Hashem looked at the Torah to create the world. They say, oh, he's in the real world, you're not equipped. The real world was established by Raisa Bar Yalma. The real world comes all from the Torah. The Torah is that Sefer, is that Lebedek Sefer, which shows us how to live, which is Kiyem Chayenu. It is the real world. Histakel by Raisa Bar Yalma. All that real world that you see got all its koyach from the Torah. And we who learn Torah are the most equipped in the world to live in this world, because the whole world was created from the Torah. And we who want to know how to live in this world, we go back to the blueprints and we harv on it, and we are the most equipped. We know the ins and outs of the house. If you have a house and you want to know every detail of the house, you go back to the blueprint, you know every detail, things that aren't seen, things that are seen, every detail you know. You know what needs to be done when you buy a new house. So you go through with an inspector, you enter the house, and he wrote us up sheets and sheets of papers, but we have to do all the different work. Yaakov Metz recommended a guy for me, very good guy, and we went, if you're buying a house, I can tell you who to use. He gave us sheets and sheets, papers, and he told us what needs to be fixed, very important things. If they're not fixed, the house can really have bad damage. What needs to be fixed, he goes through it. He goes back, you find somebody who knows about the construction, he knows about the building of the houses, he knows about all the details of the houses. And in this world, it's the same thing. In this world, in this olam, we go back to the thing that created it, that the world was created through, and we study it, and through that we're able to live in this world. And I believe it is when a bachur ben azmanim sleeps late, he sleeps till the middle of the afternoon, and he wakes up late. Then he's grouching. Then he says lines and antithesis of kabbalah sivich vesimecha. The parents are going on a trip, and the bachur says, I have to go with my friends. You're way old man. You should be with your parents. Kabbalah sivich vesimecha. I have to go with my friends. You're there. You have a mitzvah d'oraisa to do. What are you talking about? You don't have. What happened to your values? When a person acts in a way that is against the Torah, what he is training, Rahman al-Islam, what he's training people, is this Torah and the real world. That is the ultimate worst lesson to teach people. The ultimate, and it's the ultimate sheker. It's the ultimate lie, because we wouldn't have Torah if that's the way Torah was. Read the Gemara to yourself, the Gemara in Shabbos, Peches Mabez. And Shaker is the ultimate Kiddush Shemayim. If a person would train those around him that his midas, his parents are gevaldig, understands, of course I'm coming on the trip. Of course. I want to come along on the trip. I want to be with you. I want to spend time. I want to spend time with the mishpacha. Not to understand the Seder. That's another shayla. If you share late to each shayla. I'm not hanging my friends right now. And he spends the time with his mishpacha. When the person's on time, he makes a Seder, he's kavua, he makes up, maybe the person makes a cheshvin, normally at 7:40, 8 o'clock minyan. He makes his man kriyashvin, but a minyan kavua, not a minyan factory, A balabas walks him to a shul, and he sees that the bachum coming at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock, all different times. What does that say to him? Torah is irrelevant to life. Because when this bachur is off, when this person is off, he learns Torah and harvests on Torah. Now he's a break. So Balbas walks in, says no schedules, because it's irrelevant to life. So he's unscheduled, waking up whenever hour he wakes up, just totally in disarray, because it's irrelevant to life. He's sitting in yeshiva, he's sitting in shteigen, okay? That's all zman. But then, when it comes time, now he's not in front of his gemara. The second is where he doesn't know how to live life. He doesn't know how to be organized, mesudar, on time, schedule-wise. It's irrelevant. He's away from his gemara. What does he know now? He's lost. So he's up at 11, totally unscheduled. It's the ultimate wrong lesson for a person to teach the world. It's the ultimate wrong lesson to teach yourself. Torah has to train us. It's relevant to life. Zman kriyashma. Zman kriyashma! How can you miss kriyashma? You learned all zman. Zman kriyashma. You're learning, you're harving on Ksuv's mitzvah deraisa. Man kriyashma. So Bach is up on time. He has a schedule. He knows without Seder, a person does the worst of Averis. When a person's not in the Sudar, a person's scattered all over. He's waking up anytime. He's misugal to fall to depression. He's misugal to all the Averis in the world. He sees Mesudar. Seder. He learned Messias. He might have gone to Rabbi Sonnenschein's Messias Yisharim's Vad. He learned about Nikios, Zrizos, Zihiros. We should speak about being Mesudar, orderly. He zustals to the Messias Hashem himself, makes it to the businessman who's orderly, making a cheshbon anefesh, organized. So the Bachar may decide now, I learned all Zman, it's relevant to life. Torah is relevant to life. It's relevant, it speaks to all aspects of life. So he says, okay, I'm going to wake up at a set time. He makes a set time. He makes himself a schedule. As much as I need to relax, let me make one chavrusa. The best thing always either first thing in the morning or late at night. In the afternoon, if he makes chavrusa, he has one no matter what. Even if I do a trip, there's one chavrusa I don't miss. Either in the morning or late at night. He doesn't miss that one. No matter what. Minyanim, he has mincha, ma'ariv, he's misudar. He's on a schedule. He's misudar, he's organized. He's certainly, kibbut abeim, it's his chance. This is his one chance. There was a maysai, there was a yid. I push it very bad with names, escaping his name right now. He was my father's Rebbe in high school. He was a yid who came from, my father said the class didn't relate to him at all. He came from Europe. He was an Adam Gadol, Ma'id Ma'id. He was a tremendous Adam Gadol. They came, my father, the kids were very lebedic kids in the class. It wasn't a shidduch, but he gave shir to the ilum, and the ilum ran all over the place. The kids, sir, this yid, my father describes he was a mamish and gadol. The first thing he didn't speak such English, he was a ganz maisa. But anyway, the kids at Bar Mitz, he said a maisa. He had a whole clear one ben azmanim, she'd go back home, she'd just sit and learn through the ben azmanim. He ended up going back home to be with his parents for a week. I don't know the exact deal, sort of pace of ben azmanim, and he was with them, and that whole week he didn't learn as much as he felt he wanted to. It was a tremendous Adam Chashuv with Masmed, but he decided that week he'd focus on Kibbut Abeim. He was tremendously helpful to his parents. It was the last time he ever saw his parents. His parents were nifter in the concentration camps. And he said to himself his whole life that it gave him such chizuk that he felt he did the right thing, that he concentrated. That was his mitzvah he focused on when he went back home, Kibbut Abeim. And he spent, I don't know why it was so short, he wasn't there that long, but he made his focus being mechabit his parents. Now, I'm picking one mitzvah, but there are many, many others. Like we said, Zman Kriya Shema, many, many others. But we all have to work, Rabbi Say, that we know Torah is very, very, very relevant to life. Very relevant. There's nothing in the world more relevant to life. Not just irrelevant to life, it is life. Kim Chayenu. It's not just relevant to the world. The world is relevant to it. The world was created from it. Histaka v'raisa v'ariyama. It's like, it's deeper than it's relevant to life. It is life. Kim Chayenu. It's the real. It's the only real world. It's the most real world. And we understand that about Torah. We have to focus. Bezer Hashem, b'dafka. This is the time. B'dafka to before we leave. Stam Baruch Hashem, we're middle of this man to get this to internalize this lesson that Torah is relevant to how we live. Very relevant. And to make sure, Taka, that when we do get up from the Gemara, it's Nikka we sat down to learn in the Gemara, and it's very recognizable. When a bachur jumps up, and all of a sudden you cannot tell that he learned 2 minutes ago. It's a psul on his learning 2 minutes ago. If it isn't relevant, you can't tell. If you'd watch him, ask yourself, if you'd take a picture of me, there was no time when I was learning, just all the times, all the Bein Azmanim, that people would watch the film, just like, would there be any sign that I'm a masmid? When I'm walking around, when I'm eating lunch, is there any sign that I learned Torah? If there's no sign, then Malka Sharif deserves Torah. But our deservance, the reason we deserve Torah is that our Torah does impact our day-to-day life. Our Torah impacts how we live. It impacts our dealings. It impacts our masa matan. If a person does business, and you can't tell that he's a person who learned 2 hours that night, 4 hours that night, then his Torah is not kva. It's not asay Torah, it's kva. His day doesn't flower out of his Torah. It doesn't flower out. It's not asay Torah, it's kva. A bachur learns 15 hours a day. And when there was 1 hour, 2 hours that you can't tell he learns, his Torah is not kva. It's not kavua! He learns a lot, it's not kavua. It's not kavua. It's not kva. Kva is the pshat that it's nicker than every other thing just is a tuffle to that. What is the opposite of kavua? I would say, it's even a word that I see used here by the Mefarshim, tuffle. Kavua is like the ikker, and the other is tuffle, secondary. What is a tuffle, secondary? It's like accompanies. What do you say? Something's a secondary thing. It accompanies the first thing. It has to be nicked that the rest of the day is secondary to this, is a second to this. It follows this. It comes after this. It's because of this. It's nitfal to this. We say nit, it's an expression of nitfal every avera. It means you join along every avera. That's to the right. It has to be nicked at the other hours of the day that it's a tuffle to that which is kfat, to that which is ikr. Pashim Shat in the Mishnah. Our Bein Azmanim is has to be that it's clear that our Torah is kfar, that our Torah is very kavua, and all the other actions are nitfal, are secondary, come along with the Torah that we learned. It's a lebedek Torah. And if we do that, then Hashem Taka says, the Malchi Asharis turn to Hashem, and they say, Moad Yershim Chabuchalaris. Hashem's Taka right. Kla Yisrael deserves Torah. And Ulai, we get more of a Shefav Torah. We have more Zechosim to learn Torah, because it's relevant to us. We get more Shefav Torah, because that Torah you learned is so, so relevant. And that's the whole Zechos. Let me send them more Torahs. Let them understand more. Let me give them more Ksubas. Let them make more Siyum in Torah. Because the Torah is so, so relevant to them. Rabbi said, I feel this is the Zman to make a Chizuk in this issue. To end with another word of Rav Hirsch. Rav Hirsch said that's why the Luchas can be seen on all sides. Mizayin Ksubim and Mizayin Ksubim. There was a nace with the Luchas that could be written on all sides. Because the Luchas, Rav Hirsch explains, the Luchas represent the writing of the Torah. The Torah has to be written on the person so stark that in all areas, in all aspects, at all times, it's nicker on him. Because that's a Levitic Torah. It's nicker in his chiyus. What Malchi Asharis can't do, it won't be nicker in their lives than our Messianus. By us, it has to be nicker in the chiyus. Ah, this is somebody who learned Torah. It's nicker in his chiyus. It's nicker in him. It's written on all sides, means every part of what you see. If somebody just meets you, ben asmanim. Let's say, you know, people have summer friends. You ever, some of them knows a summer friend. I remember our friends, when you're in high school, you have friends that all you are summer friends. Every summer, you always say every summer, we'll talk all year round. Oh, we'll keep in touch. You never do. You say, oh, we'll get together all the time. Sometimes usually, at least by me, I don't know how that happened. So you say, yeah, we'll speak all year, we'll write letters. One usually comes during Elul, and then it's... But anyway, so the summer friends, your summer friends should see the same you as your winter friends. If you have a friend, the Ben Asmanim friend, it should be nicker on all sides, whichever side they could read the Torah that's written in you. On all sides, because it's nicker through. Your parents should see. Now there's a high darga. Parents call me all the time, they say, I tell them, I don't see it at home. So I say, the way it works, it's written in first, and you hope eventually the writing goes so deep into the stone that it's nicker on the other side. The other side, unfortunately, many times is home. When a bacha signs, goes back to old habits. It's back to not sitting in front of the Gemara. But the goal of all the Torah we learn is to write it so deeply in your body that it penetrates all sides. Your parents should see the same Ben Torah you showed us in Yeshiva. Our parents should see the same Ben Torah, the same person who was sitting in front of the Gemara, who was Erlich, who was dressed like a Ben Torah, who looked like a Ben Torah, acted like a Ben Torah, feared like a Ben Torah, woke up like a Ben Torah, on time like a Ben Torah, should be nicker so through and through. The parent can say, ah, I can see the same Ben Torah. He may be on his rest break now, a little resting a little bit, a little less learning, but I can see, I can nicker on all the Torah that is. And then, when the parents can see, and his Ben Asmanim friends can see it, then he's taka, Baruch Hashem, he's mekuyim, very, very stark. He's mekuyim, this Kiddush Hamayim, that he shows the world that Kiyem Chayenu. And he announces loud and clear to everybody, very loudly and clearly, Kiyem Chayenu v'Aruch Yomeinu v'Hem Mega Yom V'Layla. And that taka, he's zoicha, this person is zoicha to produce the ultimate Kiddush Hamayim, that Hashem's Torah impacts life and is relevant to life.